time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. The home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, what do you do, Mr. Longshore? 4-2, Atlanta United falling to Nashville tonight. Back-to-back losses to expansion teams. 1 point of a possible 9 on this road trip. Atlanta United, as I said earlier now, they are 1-6-2 since the tournament. So, obviously, I mean, they're in a miserable run of form by their standards right now. I think the positive that you can take out of this match tonight is that they didn't quit, but I don't know how much solace they will take out of that, because they have to be frustrated now.
Yeah, you have to rest, first off. That's a massive part of this. You had 5 games in 15 days. That adds up, yeah. And it shows, in some of the mistakes that you're seeing. You've got to limit the mistakes. I mean, that's the thing, and they're happening in some different ways. One common denominator is set pieces are killing you. And if you need to rest a little bit in terms of full training this week, at least at the early stages, you have to drill and drill and drill on set pieces. It's not something that you should have to spend as much time on at this point, but sadly it is, because set piece organization, set piece execution is the major difference in this team. Half of your goals are coming off of set pieces that you're giving up. Half. That's absurd. That's an absurd number. That can't be happening at this stage. Atlanta has to fix that. They have to get healthy, and they have to fix the set-piece defending. Those are the two easiest things they can focus on this week.
Man of the match brought to you by Heineken. Third straight match, we give it to George Bello. Had a goal tonight. Bello also won 3 tackles, had a team high in block shots. That was one. Had 2 interceptions, gained possession 3 times, won 46% of his duels. That wouldn't on its own be enough to win man of the match, but he passed at 87%, had what Opta scores as 42 good passes and crosses tonight. So George Bello finally gets that goal. Feels like that's been kind of building for a while, and he finally got it tonight, and he's our man of the match brought to you by Heineken.
Where Brooks Lennon had been the best player for Atlanta United for a long stretch, he's hit the wall. The mistakes were his tonight, and he's going to want to make up for that in the next time out. But George Bello's picked up that slack. The last 3 games, he's been the best player for Atlanta United, not just defending, but his defending, which is something a lot of people questioned coming into the season. He is getting the job done consistently in a variety of ways, and he's getting forward and creating. Now he gets a goal. George Bello's been Atlanta United's best player over the last week.
Shots were 10-9 Atlanta United, 6 on target, though, for Nashville, 3 for Atlanta United. Atlanta United outpossessed Nashville 60-40. Atlanta United, again, passing at an absurd 89%. They continue to be the best in the league there, but they only won 46% of the duels. That was concerning. Only 3 corners of this match for each team, and Atlanta United conceded 15 fouls to Nashville's 14. Turns into a 4-2 loss at Nissan Stadium tonight. We'll be back with the highlights in a moment here on the Full Time Report, and keep your questions and comments coming at us on Twitter at MikeConti929 and at Longshoe. We'll have more after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That should be it. That is it. Full time.
This is the Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
4-2, Atlanta United falls to Nashville tonight at Nissan Stadium. Remember, Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they donate $2,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total currently $4,000. Here are the highlights. 6 goals scored in the match. The first one came about 40 seconds into it. This is something Atlanta United has done repeatedly this year. Concede first. It's been fatal. It would not have been as fatal tonight if things didn't play out differently, but it was Dominic Baggi off a corner in the first minute to give Nashville the early lead. Nashville attacks the goal to our left. Mukhtar to strike it out of the far corner. He's got both arms up in the air, and he strikes it to the front post. Header McCarty, and it's fouled in for a goal! In the first minute, Nashville off a corner kick, which they have been so dangerous on in 2020, and it is McCarty sending it into the goal mouth to be punched in to give Nashville the 1-0 lead. punched in by Baji, his first goal of the year. Atlanta United, though, equalized in the 19th minute. Kind of a glancing header off a free kick by Jeff Lorenowitz. Free kick struck by Barco, going to the penalty spot. Bounces in for a goal! And Atlanta United has equalized in the 19th minute. Just a glancing header by Jeff Lorenowitz, it would appear. And that would be his first goal of the season, to equalize in the 19th minute. And Atlanta United, after being shell-shocked with giving up a goal in the first minute, has responded very nicely. But then, really, two puzzling errors by Atlanta United to concede twice more before halftime. This one in the 29th minute by Honey Mukhtar made it 2-1. Escobar's throw picked off by McCarty. Played up to Baji. Back to McCarty in the box. Shot score, Mukhtar. Horrible for Atlanta United. A horrible break off a throw to gift Nashville a goal and make it 2-1. It's got to be better than that, because it's happened a few times this year. Then Dax McCarty, who killed Atlanta United tonight in the 36th minute, scores what proves to be the game-winning goal. On the right wing, it'll come forward again and play across to the back post, headed wide by Franco Escobar. Brooks Lennon trying to keep it in play and does at the near corner. And Lennon will be able to walk it out of the defensive third and then give it away. Back the other way, Nashville with Alex Mweel. Mweel playing it into the near corner to Daniel Lovitz. Lovitz takes a touch. And another touch. Lennon is backpedaling. Cross back post. Score! Dax McCarty. And it's 3-1 Nashville. So a corner, a picked off throw, and a giveaway produced the three Nashville goals in the first half. 3-1 at halftime. As it turns out, the goal that Atlanta United really couldn't afford to give up tonight was in the 57th minute. This one by Abu Denlati that made it 4-1. This is Dax McCarty at the halfway line, pitching this down the middle, and it's going to fall right to the boot of Dunlady, who plays this pass, goes in and into the net. Was it offside? No, it's a goal, and it's 4-1 to Nashville. Another communication mistake. The goalkeeper could have done better on that one, too. So, I mean, look, we're talking about, I guess these are all fixable. I mean, if you want to look for a bright spot, Jason, but these are just four. The corner I'll give you, but the last three goals scored by Nashville, we're just not used to seeing Atlanta United concede these types of goals.
Yeah, the last one's a little bit different. I'll actually take it separate and put the corner in. You're giving up big opportunities off of dead ball situations, and we'll expand it past just opposing set pieces. Because now, as we saw Wednesday, you gave up a goal off of your own corner. Tonight, you give up a goal off of your own throw. It's dead ball situations where you mentally stop and you just lose your focus and give up these mistakes. And yes, that is a sign of a tired team, absolutely. But it's been happening all season. It's something that has to change. Set pieces have to be a priority going forward. You'd like to focus on the build-up play. You'd like to focus on the attacking play. You've got to stop giving up goals off set pieces.
Highlight of the night, though, for Atlanta United came 4 minutes later. You got to give Atlanta United credit for this. They don't quit on matches when they get down. And it was a really, really good cross. A really good cross to George Bello that gave Atlanta United their second goal of the night and settled the scoreline. Mukhtar gives it away to John. John then flicks it into the middle. Here's Jürgen Damm, top of the 18. Damm played back through to John, right side, edge of the six, cross, Bello shot, score! Atlanta United gets one back in the 61st minute. I really thought after that, maybe, just maybe, with a five stripes after dark situation, a point could be stolen tonight. Not to be. No further scoring, 4-2. Nashville wins it tonight. Everything is better when Atlanta United wins. To date, a total of $3,000 has been donated to Piedmont Healthcare as a not-for-profit hospital system. Piedmont Healthcare relies on the generosity of donors to expand healthcare services in our community. Atlanta United proud to be a Piedmont donor. We'll take your questions on Twitter right after this. Send them in at MikeConti929 and at Longshoe. And we'll continue with the full-time report in a moment here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to the full-time report. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back on the full-time report, Atlanta United falling to Nashville tonight, 4-2. Let's get to your questions and comments on social media brought to you by TCL, the official smartphone partner of Atlanta United. Ricky Ricardo says, I know it's individual mistakes, but it's the same individual mistakes each game that we're getting beat on. This has to change.
Yeah, it's different, though. It's not the same person making mistakes. It's not the same mistakes. They're individual mistakes, but it's not the same things. The way you're getting beat on set pieces, it's not the same. That's what's so frustrating about it is it's not like you're consistently getting beat to the near post so it's an easy fix. No, you're just not focused on set pieces, on dead balls. You know, this time it was the near post. We've seen goals come from the back post. We've seen goals come from poor clearances. It's set pieces are killing you right now. Individual mistakes in terms of the giveaway from Brooks Lennon on the third goal. You can't give the ball away in that part of the field. And then you can't make it worse by not winning the tackle, not holding the play up and forcing it back. Those are the individual mistakes tonight. Those are different than we've seen in other games. But yes, in my opinion, it's not so much the back line as a whole, the defensive group as a whole, the way the team is playing defensively as a collective. You're losing games because of individual mistakes, and far more often than not, you're losing games because of individual mistakes on dead ball situations.
Matt Wagner, Dom and John, possible injuries don't help. By the way, I'm not aware of anything with Adam John, but
right.
We'll wait for clarification on that. Apparently, Carlos Bocanegra made a remark on the TV broadcast that moves were coming this week. Matt says this team needs stability right now.
That's a tough one. I mean, you'd like stability. It's hard to find stability right now. And if you can bring someone in, that was what Darren Eales told us when the Pitti Martinez deal got to the finish line, was that they were going to look to bring someone in. And there's rumors from Cesar Luis Merlo in Argentina about a player from Lanús who would fill a need for this team. Haven't seen anything else about it, so we'll just have to wait and see. But bringing in talent right now, you can definitely use.
Shiva, I was really hoping to match up well against Nashville tonight, but we were disorganized and mistakes are killing us. What is the most important thing this team should focus on this week? Can I go first?
Yeah.
Sleep.
That's a big part. That's a big part.
They really need the rest, don't they?
You can't discount 5 matches in 15 days and 3 of them on the road with same-day travel. You can't discount that. Is it the excuse for a performance like tonight and the goals you gave up? No, it's not. Is it a contributing factor? 100% it is. You need to rest. You have to get rested and be fresh for next Saturday. You also have to work on the things that you can work on. And right now, coachable moments are on the set pieces, are on things like that. The style of play, the chemistry, that stuff's going to take a little bit of time. You can defend better on set pieces. You just have to put the time into it at this point.
Abby Schiffman says, Barco, low corner last few games to no one. Feels like there might be time for a different player to take corners. Mentions that Lennon needed the night off and was gassed early. We talked about that at halftime. She also points out Barco was not, or in her opinion, did not seem to be looking at Bello making runs and just kept the ball to take the shot when none existed.
It's kind of hard to put yourself into somebody's head and what they see on the field, so I'm very reluctant to do that. Ezequiel Barco's one of the best dribblers in this league, and you want him to take his opportunities when he can. I'm never going to tell him not to try to take somebody 1v1 or try to create an opportunity, and he did that a good number of times tonight. A lot of times when you see a runner out wide in those moments, when they do make that run, and they have to consistently make that run, and it's something we haven't seen a lot of this season, if they're played in, that's great. If they're not played in, they need to create space for the person on the ball or space on the other side, and that's what Bello was doing consistently. Can't expect the ball every single time. And Barco's a guy that you want on the ball as much as possible.
All right, we'll end with this from Sean Vigar. And, we don't want to duck or dodge what you, the 17s, are thinking. We want to be totally transparent. Sean says, this makes me feel like we shouldn't look towards 2021. This is embarrassing. The team is tired, I get it, but we never looked this disconnected in the entire time this team had existed. That's from Sean.
You give up a goal in the first minute, you're going to look disconnected because you're chasing the game. For me, everything goes back to the individual mistakes that you made tonight. And Three of them were from a player who has been maybe the best player for Atlanta United this season in Brooks Lennon. He made three huge mistakes tonight. It happened, and it was a major factor in why he lost. You gave up a goal in the first minute when you were just simply beat to the near post and Dax McCarty headed it on, period. You can't fall behind. We talked about it coming in. Keep falling behind, games get disconnected. You're going to give up opportunities to teams when you're chasing games because you're sending numbers forward, because you're trying to get numbers forward. Yes, you're tired. It's hard to get back in those moments. Goals, and when they happen, especially that last part, is what will change games and will make you look more disconnected. When you are consistently falling behind, you have to open up to chase a game, and you're vulnerable to giving up more goals. That's why you can't give up the first goal. You just can't. And when you're tired, on top of that, you can't give up. What are we looking at now? 11 out of 15 goals in the first half. That's a shocking number.
Yeah, very uncharacteristic for Atlanta United. So I'll ask you a loaded question, three words. Is it fixable?
Yeah, it's fixable because, for me, it's not systemic. It's individual things. And right now, I mean, you're getting to the point you do have a week off, but then you're playing three games in a week.
Exactly.
Then you're back to it. And you almost have to go with the freshest players at the moment, period. And you'd like to build chemistry and you'd like to have players playing next to each other. It comes down to who has the most energy in them, who is the least tired right now. Because when you're tired, you're making these individual mistakes that are just killing you at the moment. You've got to play the freshest players right now and eliminate these mistakes. You can't really do anything else until you do that.
All right, we'll be back to look ahead to the next match, which will be a week from tonight against Miami. Atlanta United 4-2 losers tonight to Nashville SC, and we'll wrap up the full-time report in a moment here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with more full-time report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, a few quick final thoughts here from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United 4-2 losers tonight to Nashville up in Tennessee. So a week off, and Atlanta United has not had that really since the season restarted. I mean, they did not play that midweek match in Miami, but they still traveled. So it's still like they have to go through everything in terms of activation and travel, and then they didn't play, but it's still exhausting. Now they do get that valuable week off, and a week from tonight they'll play here at the Benz against Inter Miami, who they've had trouble with. Played to a scoreless draw here and lost 2-1. The officiating was a big, big factor in the loss, but it still occurred. So I think it's going to be an interesting week. I mean, you've had some cryptic comments from Carlos about changes. Surely in a player personnel manner, one would think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be an interesting week, and I'll be very curious to see where this goes from here.
You're fighting on two fronts right now, because with the playoff picture in Major League Soccer this season, with 10 teams out of 14 getting in, you can be a work in progress and get into the postseason. And that's something this team is going to want to fight for. They're not going to give up on the season. I think you can throw those fears to the side because you don't gain anything from that. Are you going to play a lot of different players at times? Yeah, because it's going to be a compressed schedule. You're going to have to. You're also going to want to see a little bit of what you have, because you're going to have to make some decisions in this offseason about players coming back. You always have options that you have to decide on if you're going to pick up or not. This is a team that needs to fix things going into next season. You have a designated player spot open. You need to figure out how you want to use it. You're going to potentially have young designated player spots to use this U22 initiative that has been talked up around the league. You need to figure out how you want to use them. You need to figure out where you can get better, and you need to figure out where you have issues. You also have to hire a manager in the full term. There's a lot of things for the club to do right now alongside winning matches and getting back to a better level of performance this season. That's got to be the first immediate goal, and that's what has to go on this week in Marietta at the training ground. Is you have to look back at the mistakes you've made over these past five games, fix what you can in the short term, get rested, and we need to see a very different looking team in the first 45 minutes against Miami next Saturday night.
Can't give up the first goal. I think that's what we have learned. First goals conceded are fatal to this team this year. So 6:30 Saturday night for the Five Stripes Countdown, Atlanta United and Inter Miami. The kickoff will be at 7, and we look forward to having you with us for that on Saturday night. For our producer, Dylan Matthews, Miller Pope, our on-site engineer, Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. Again, 4-2 Nashville over Atlanta United. We'll see you next week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to MLS action of Our Atlanta United. Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for Our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.